White time period, and what does Sister White say about that? We have no new message. We are to continue to proclaim the message that we proclaimed in 1843 and 1844. And the very focus of the Millerites' presentation at that time period was those time prophecies. It's not simply that they were proclaiming that those time prophecies were fulfilled in 1798, 1843, and 1844, and that this was just one of the minor presentations that you would expect to hear at a Millerite meeting. This was the heart of the presentation, the 2300-day prophecy, the year-for-a-day prophecy. And in connection with that, there's other year-for-a-day prophecies in the book of Daniel, the 1260, the 1290, the 1335. And look at the chart we have here. It lays it out perfectly. This was the heart of the Millerite message. And Sister White says, we have no new message to proclaim. Now, if you look at Daniel chapter 12, verses 10 through 13, we can read that at this time if you turn with me. Daniel chapter 12, verses 10 through 13. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. The wise shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,335 days. Now, one of the things that can't be removed from this 1290 and 1335 time prophecy here in verses 11 and 12 is that there's going to be a purification process of God's people that takes place during this time. And of course, in our previous presentation, we pointed out that Daniel is symbolizing the Millerite time period in this particular passage of Daniel, and that he's symbolizing people that wanted to understand these time prophecies and did come to understand these time prophecies, but in the process, they went through a purification where their numbers grew in the beginning of the movement and then went down to 50 at the Great Disappointment. And they went through a purification process, and those that prevailed and were victorious in this purification process, verse 10 says, they are the wise. And of course, we know that in the Great Controversy, Sister White tells us the parable of the 10 virgins illustrates the Advent experience. And many times we've referred to the passage in Review and Herald where Sister White says the parable of the 10 virgins has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter. It was fulfilled, the parable of the 10 virgins, in the Millerite time period. It will be fulfilled again.